Wait. Bart, did you hear that?
Of course. Do you think I'm deaf?
No, not the thunder. Listen.
Well, that sounds like
a fuse. And there it is, leading up under this big rock.
Frank, it's almost to the charge.
I'm going to cut that fuse.
No, Frank, you'll never make it. You'll be blown to bits.
I've got to make it.
Frank!
NBC presents The Adventures of Frank Merriwell. There it is, an echo of the past, an exciting past, a romantic past, the era of the horse and carriage, gas-lit streets, and free-for-all football games, the era of one of the most beloved figures in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was. And so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a new series of stories based on the famous books written by Gilbert Patton under the pen name Bert L. Standish. Today, The Thunderstorm Mystery. The school term at Yale is over for the summer, and Frank and Bart, along with Inza Burridge and Elsie Bellwood, have been invited to spend the weekend at a small resort hotel in the White Mountains, operated by Elsie's aunt and uncle. As our story opens today, the four young friends are enjoying an afternoon hike high in the picturesque mountains.
Watch your step, Inza. It's a long way down.
I should say it is. Couldn't we stop and rest a minute, Frank? I'm a little tired, too.
Well, we could have our lunch here.
All right, good idea. This is the prettiest part of the trail.
It is lovely.
That's an old Indian trail. Bart and I were talking to Mr. Seabrook down at the hotel this morning, and he told us all about it.
That's right. They used to make their trails along a ridge like this so they could see the valley below, at the same time watch the tops of the mountains. That way no one could take them by surprise.
You certainly get a gorgeous view of the valley.
Doesn't the river down there look pretty? Oh, I wish they weren't going to put the new railroad through here.
Your aunt and uncle will make a lot of money if they do.
Sure they will. They'll have a real resort hotel then.
Oh, but I hate to see the valley spoiled.
Just where is the railroad going to run, Elsie?
Well, I don't know much about it, Frank. Only what I overheard the railroad locating engineer tell my uncle.
Well, you mean the one who just came to the hotel?
Yes, Bart. His name is Mr. Archer, I think. Anyhow, he said it would go along the right bank of the river, down there, through the notch and over to Middle City.
Say, we better start on this lunch. It's beginning to cloud up a little.
All right, get the sandwiches out, Bart.
Oh, look, Frank. Something's painted on that boulder. Can you see what it says?
Well, it's only a trail marker. It says, Wantika Trail.
Wantika?
Uh-huh. That's the original Indian name of the trail, Inza.
Uh-oh, storm's getting closer.
Well, the clouds are closing in. Maybe you'd better hold up with that lunch, Bart.
Oh, fine. Me just about starving to death.
You think we'd better get back to the hotel, Frank?
Oh, I doubt if we'd have time. Looks like we're in for a good soaking.
Look, in another minute it'll be pouring.
Wait a minute. We don't have to get wet.
Oh, what is it, Elsie?
I think I remember a small cave about 100 yards farther along. We could stay there until this blows over.
Wonderful. All right, let's get that food back in the knapsack, Bart. We'll barely have time to make it.
Frank, look at it come down.
We're lucky we got to this cave in time.
We can thank Elsie for that.
I'm glad I remembered this place. That's one thing about these mountains. Thunderstorms blow up with practically no warning.
Say, Elsie, how about another one of those sandwiches? They're delicious.
Of course, Bart. Here you are.
Well, the rain's stopping.
Well, sure enough. You can see the valley again.
Good. I was afraid the rain would ruin our whole afternoon.
Well, it may clear up now, Inza.
I hope so.
You never can tell, though, about weather in these mountains.
Good heavens, what's that? The whole cave seemed to shake.
I felt it, too.
All right, listen.
What's that?
What is...
Oh, look! A landslide! Oh. Frank, look at it! The whole trail's being swept away!
That cabin, it'll be crushed like a match.
Is there anybody in it?
Oh, I hope not.
Oh. It's stopping. Look. The cabin's safe.
Oh.
See, the slide stopped.
Good thing, too. A man named Emery lives there. He's a peculiar fellow, sort of a hermit. I hope the cabin wasn't damaged.
It seems all right from here.
Think we should look, girls?
Well, there's a path down. I think it might be wise to investigate. Mr. Emery isn't particularly young. He might have been shaken up.
Well, let's go down and make sure.
Hello?
I don't see any sign of life.
Say, the slide didn't miss altogether. Look there in the back of the cabin.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, a huge boulder must have gone through that wall. Pretty well caved in.
I hope poor old Emery wasn't hurt.
You said he was a sort of a hermit, Elsie. Is he really?
Yes. He's quite famous around here. Moved up into the mountains to get away from civilization and all that. He seldom ever comes down to the hotel.
Well, we'd better go inside, Bart, and see what happened to him.
Yes, I suppose. Oh, wait, here comes someone out of the cabin.
It's Mr. Emery. You all right, Mr. Emery?
Of course I'm all right. You said I wasn't. Now, what in blazes are you folks prowling around here for?
It's Elsie Bellwood, Mr. Emery. You remember me.
Huh? Oh, sure. Bellwood girl. Well, what do you want?
Well, we saw the landslide, Mr. Emery. We thought you might need help.
Yep. What can you do about it? Shack's ruined, that's all.
Oh, it's a shame, Mr. Emery.
Confounded nuisance. First time I ever heard of a landslide in this notch.
I don't suppose your place is insured, is it, sir?
What made you ask that, boy?
Well, I don't know. I just wondered.
Well, it is. That's any of your business. It ain't the money that bothers me. It's people poking around. I come up here in the first place to get away from folks.
Well, as long as you're all right, then, we'll be going.
But, Frank, we can't just leave him like this. His house is ruined. He'll have to spend the night somewhere.
You're right, Enza. Well, how about it, Mr. Emery? Won't you come down to the hotel with us? My uncle will be glad to put you up until your place is repaired.
I don't aim to have it repaired, miss.
But you can't live in it that way.
Don't aim to. The way I figure it, this landslide was an act of providence. As long as the cabin's busted up, I'm fixing to move on.
Move on?
Why not? With that blasted new railroad coming through the valley, this country won't be fit to live in. I'll be going somewhere that's less crowded.
But you'll still have to stay someplace until you can move.
I suppose I will, at that.
Well, then, come on down to the hotel with us until you know what you're going to do. After all, Mr. Emery, nobody's going to bite you.
I might just come along for a day or two.
Of course you will. You just get the things you need from the cabin, and we'll take you down to the valley with us.
Now that we're down here, you can see how bad that landslide really was.
Yes, Bart. Look at the way it very nearly dammed up the river.
Well, maybe you won't have to worry about your railroad after all, Mr. Emery.
What do you mean by that, boy?
Well, if the railroad had been here when the slide occurred, it would have been pretty badly damaged.
Well, that's true.
Frank, do you think this will really make a difference?
Oh, I don't know, but if I were Mr. Archer, I'd certainly think twice about it after this slide.
Speak of the devil, Frank. There is Archer, poking around at the foot of the slide.
There's that Mr. Seabrook with him. I'll bet he's happy about all this.
Seabrook? How does the slide affect him, Elfie?
Oh, didn't you know? Mr. Seabrook owns some land over in the next valley. He's been hoping all along the railroad would go through there.
Oh, then I can see why he'd be happy about this, all right. Let's stop over and see what Archer thinks of it.
Good idea. That is, if Inns and Elsie don't mind.
Oh, you boys go ahead. Inns and I will go up to the hotel with Mr. Emery.
Yes, go on, Frank. I'd like a little rest before dinner anyway.
All right. Come on, Bart.
Well, Mr. Archer sees us. He's waving for us to come over there.
Hello there, Mr. Archer.
Hello, boys. Come here a minute. I'd like to talk to you.
Ah, good afternoon, sir.
You boys know Mr. Seabrook, don't you?
Oh, yes, indeed.
We met at the hotel.
How are you, Mr. Seabrook?
That was quite a landslide, wasn't it?
Well, I wanted to ask you about. Saw your party coming down the mountain a few minutes ago. You must have been up there when the slide began.
Yes, we were. Started about 100 yards from where we were taking shelter from the rain.
Any idea what caused it?
Well, I imagine lightning must have struck a tree or something up there. Just before the slide, we heard a loud clap of thunder.
That's what I thought. I don't like it.
Well, I don't blame you, Archer. Your company should have listened to me in the beginning. Now, maybe they'll run their road through my valley. It's much safer.
I don't know, Seabrook. I admit it looks that way now, but it would make a much longer route for us. The directors aren't willing to spend that extra money.
Yes, but they'll save money in the long run. Don't forget, you're liable to get the railroad built and then have another slide wipe the whole thing off the map.
But, Mr. Archer, I understand they've never had a landslide in this valley before.
Yes, but these things usually run in cycles. Once you have a big slide, you're liable to keep on having them, I'm afraid.
Yes, this will be a big disappointment to Elsie's aunt and uncle. They were counting on the railroad coming through this way.
Well, I haven't made up my mind yet.
Better give it serious consideration, though, Archer.
I'm going to, believe me. I'll examine the terrain again if it looks like we might get another slide here. Well, it'd be my duty to recommend a change in plans.
Well, I don't want to seem selfish about this, Archer, but I hope you do decide on the change, for my sake as much as your company.
Well, good morning, Emery. Won't you join us here on the porch?
Yes, sit down.
No, thanks, gents. I'm not much on socializing. Got to be getting up to my cabin.
Just as you like. I thought your place was wrecked by that slide.
Twas. Just going up to get some stuff.
Just a moment before you go.
Yeah?
You've lived in this valley a long time, haven't you?
Going on to 40 years this fall.
Mm-hmm. You ever had a landslide like this one before?
Never had any before. First time I ever heard tell of one in these parts.
I see. Ah. Thanks a lot, Mr. Emery.
Don't mention it. All I know is if you're putting in this dang railroad, I'm clearing out. See you later.
What a character. A real honest-to-goodness hermit.
Yes. That's an interesting point he made.
About the landslide?
Mm-hmm.
What difference does it make that this is the first one? It won't be the last, you can bet.
Which I knew. I got to make my report to the company.
Now look here, Archer. Why don't you be sensible? Tell your company the present location is unsafe and recommend my route to them.
You'd like that, wouldn't you? Stand to make a fortune on your land if the road went through the other valley?
Of course, but I'm still giving you good advice, and you know it. Take a look at that mountain. There are at least three big ledges up there that could give way at any time. That means the possibility of three more landslides, any one of which could wipe out your railroad.
Yeah, I know, but I've got to be sure. So I'm going out for a look around today. If I recommend a change of route to the company, I've got to have good reason.
Don't worry, you will have. Mark my word.
I will, Seabrook. By the way, where are those young friends we met this morning?
College kids?
Mm-hmm.
Out walking, I think. I saw them leave about half an hour ago with knapsacks on their back.
I better get to work myself. Got a lot of ground to cover today.
Oh, we're just about to the top of the ridge now. Can you make it, Ensa?
I think so. Give me your hand, Frank.
All right, here you are. There.
Oh. Oh, what a climb. Coming, Elsie?
Right behind you.
Here, Elsie, I'll help you. How's that?
Phew. That was a climb. How high are we, Frank?
Oh, I don't know for sure, but we're a good 100 feet above that trail.
And look, you can see just about where the landslide started yesterday.
Just think. We were standing right down there in that very spot when the storm came up.
I know. If Elsie hadn't told us about the cave, we'd have been swept away in the landslide ourselves.
It makes me shiver just to think of it.
Say, wait a minute. What's this?
Well, you mean that boulder? Well, what about it?
Take a look over on this side of it, Bart.
Well, let's see. Well, I'll be darned.
What is it?
Look for yourself, Enzo. See these white painted letters?
T-E-K. How funny.
T-E-K? Why, that must be part of one Tika.
Exactly, Elsie. It's part of the trail marker we were looking at yesterday.
Of course. The big boulder must have been shattered during the landslide and part of it hurled up here.
Oh, but how could that be possible?
Exactly what I've been wondering, Elsie.
It must have been the lightning, Frank.
Oh, that's the explanation. The lightning struck the boulder and caused the landslide.
Well, I'm not so sure. Lightning can play funny tricks, but I don't see how it could shatter the boulder and then hurl this big chunk 100 feet or so up the mountain.
How else could it have reached here, Frank?
I'd like to know myself.
It's almost as though there had been an explosion.
Wait a minute. Maybe that's the answer.
An explosion?
Oh, Frank, how could there have been?
Well, why not? That could have started the landslide just as well as the lightning. Remember the big clap of thunder we heard just before the slide?
I certainly do. The whole cave shook when it hit.
Maybe it wasn't lightning at all. It could just as well have been dynamite.
Dynamite? Why, Frank?
Well, the reason might have been something about the new railroad.
You mean someone didn't want the railroad going through the valley and started the landslide to frighten off the railroad people?
And they used the thunderstorm to cover up the sound of the explosion.
I bet that's what happened, all right. Of course, we'd never be able to prove it. The landslide wiped out the evidence, if there was any.
Except this hunk of rock.
Now, that's not much help, except to suggest there was an explosion.
Then if it was an explosion, Frank, we'll never find out who caused it.
Well, I know two people right offhand who'd give a lot to stop that railroad.
Well, sure, Mr. Seabrook and that hermit Emery.
Emery? He wouldn't ruin his own cabin, would he?
Why not? It's insured. He told it so himself.
Golly, to think Mr. Emery would be mixed up in a thing like this.
Well, let's not jump to any conclusions, but I do think he might stand a little looking into.
Maybe we could have a look at that cabin of his.
Oh, why not? It's on our way back. I'd like to see what kind of setup Emery had. Who knows? We may find something interesting there.
Nobody here, Frank.
Good.
Not much of a place, is it?
No. I've always heard he lived very simply.
If you ask me, we won't find anything to help us here.
Hold on a minute. This book on the table.
Just a farmer's almanac, Frank.
But there's a bookmark in it. Let's see what our friend Emery's been reading. This is interesting.
What is it, Frank?
Weather predictions for this week.
Oh, those things are never accurate.
Well, apparently this one was, at least for yesterday. Look at this.
Well, let me see. Local thunder showers in late afternoon. Say, that's right.
What does it say for today, Frank?
Well, the same thing, local thunder showers. Our friend Emery seems quite interested in the weather, doesn't he?
Yeah. And what's that to you?
What, Mr. Emery?
Well, we didn't hear you come in, sir.
That's plain enough. What are you busybodies doing poking around my cabin?
Well, we just...
Well, to be frank with you, Mr. Emery, we came here to investigate.
Investigate? What kind of talk is that?
We think the landslide yesterday was not accidental. It was deliberately caused by an explosion.
What's that?
It's no use, Frank. You can't expect him to believe us.
Well, funny you should say that, young fella. If it happens, I do. Thought all along there's some queer goings on around here. Landslide like that ain't natural in these parts.
Then you agree with us?
Don't make it a practice to agree with anybody. I just know what I know, that's all. That don't explain your poking around my cabin.
Well, I'm sorry, but the reason for starting the landslide might have been to discourage the railroad people from running their branch line through the valley.
And you admit yourself that you don't want the railroad up here.
Of course you don't. But I wouldn't wreck my own place just on account of that.
Well, you seem pretty interested in the weather, Mr. Emery. We were examining this almanac of yours when you came in.
Sure, I'm interested in the weather. Anyone living in these mountains is. They don't prove anything. Besides, if you're looking so hard for a suspect, I can give you one.
Oh? Who?
That fella Seabrook down at the hotel. Heard him talking to Archer this morning. He's making some powerful arguments for changing the site of the railroad since the big slide.
Seabrook. Well,
I know. But tell me, Emery, how does Archer feel about it?
As far as I can tell, he aims to go right ahead with his blasted road. Claims one landslide doesn't mean there'll be more.
I see. Well, that's very interesting information, Mr. Emery. Mm. Well, I hope you'll forgive our looking around this way. We won't trouble you any longer.
I'm a simple man, Mr. Merriwell. All I ask is for folks to leave me alone.
We'll try to do just that from now on, sir. Well, we'd better be getting back to the hotel.
Wait a minute, Frank. The hotel's down this way.
I know, Inza. But now that we're out of earshot of the cabin, I can explain.
What's the idea, Frank?
Inza, I want you and Elsie to go back to the hotel from here.
Where are you two going?
You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Take a look up at the sky.
He's right, Inza. See those clouds? We're going to have another storm.
Well, I'll be darned. That almanac's right again.
We're going to have more than another storm, I'm afraid. We're going to have another landslide.
A landslide? How could you possibly know that?
Because it's going to be another man-made landslide, Inza. And if it comes off as scheduled, I can guarantee the route of the railroad will be changed.
Sure, Frank's right. This slide is meant to be the clincher.
Unless we can stop it. But we've got to work fast. That's why I want you girls back at the hotel where you'll be safe. Now, you promise?
All right. But, Frank...
Yes?
Be careful. Both of you.
Listen to that thunder. Storm's getting close.
Well, it came on much faster than I expected. I hope we're in time. Come on, Bart, let's go.
Well, how do you know where to look, Frank?
I don't exactly. That's just the trouble. I'm just sure the charge will be planted at the top of one of these three ledges.
Well, we haven't seen anything on this one yet.
That's what worries me. We'll never have time to examine all three of them. No telling when the dynamite is set to explode.
I hope it doesn't go off, but we're climbing up to the right ledge.
Well, that's a chance we have to take. If it does, we'll never know it.
How pleasant. Well, this is the top of the ledge. I don't see any sign of a planted charge.
Neither do I. I'm afraid this is the wrong spot.
But maybe you're wrong, Frank. Maybe there's not going to be another slide.
I wish I could believe that. No, we've got to keep looking.
Well, which of the other two ledges should we climb first?
Well, that's a tough decision to make. We'll never have time to climb both of them. Storm's almost on us.
And we've got no way of knowing which one. So let's pick one at random. That one, for instance.
All right, Bart. That one it is. All I hope is you picked the right one. Come on.
Thank goodness it hasn't started to rain yet.
Oh, we're almost to the top. Keep your eyes on the ground, Bart.
Oh, don't worry, I'm looking.
Oh, what a break. Here's the top of the ridge already.
Yeah, but no sign of anything. I'm afraid we've drawn another blank, Frank. I should have picked the other one.
Wait. Bart, did you hear that?
Of course. Do you think I'm deaf?
No, not the thunder. Listen.
Well, it sounds like it's
a fuse. And there it is, leading up under this big rock.
So run, Frank. It's almost to the charge.
I'm going to cut that fuse.
No, Frank, no. You'll never make it. You'll be blown to bits.
I've got to make it.
Frank! You made it. For a second,
oh,
I thought that
thunder. I thought it was all over.
Oh, I never want to come any closer than that.
Oh, boy. Now let's have a look under the rock. Here it is. Enough dynamite to blow up most of this ridge.
Well, if that had ever gone off while we were up here, well, I hate to think about it.
Oh, it's all right now. We've got some real evidence at last.
Now, do you think the dynamite can be traced?
Well, the police could do it, but it'll take a long time.
What gets me is how you knew this would be set again today.
Well, it was partly a guess, Bart. It had to be done during a thunderstorm, just as yesterday's explosion.
Oh, sure. The thunder had to cover up the sound of the explosion.
Exactly. Whoever did it took a chance on the cloudy weather. Now, let's examine this ground around here.
What for?
Anything we can find. The man who planted this charge couldn't have been too careful about leaving traces. After all, he expected the explosion to wipe out everything.
Well, that's true enough. Maybe we could... Hey, wait. Wait, what's this?
Find something?
This. Looks almost like one of those little birthday candles, only the core's made of wood.
Let me see that. Where'd you find it?
Right over there, near the fuse. Look, it's been burned, too. Powdered by the sparks from the fuse.
Now, wait a minute. A wax-covered stick about a half an inch long, an eighth of an inch thick.
Oh, well, it can't mean much. We better get down the mountain with this dynamite. The sooner we get to the police, the sooner we catch our man.
Hold on, Bart. We may get him quicker than you think.
What? You keep staring at that thing I found as though you knew what it was.
I think I do. Of course, I see the whole thing.
You think you know what it is?
Better than that, Bart. I'm fairly sure of our man. But we've got to handle this just right if we want to trap
him. I wish I knew what you were talking about.
You will, Bart. You will. The first thing we've got to do is get back down to the hotel. I'll tell you all about it on the way.
Oh, isn't this rain infuriating? Won't it ever stop?
I wish Frank and Bart would come back. I'm worried about them.
So am I. Did Mr. Archer come back from his surveying trip?
Yes, he's right over there talking to Mr. Seabrook, Mr. Emery.
Poor Mr. Emery. He looks miserable. I bet he wishes he was back in his cabin.
Frank, we were beginning to get worried.
Hello, Enza. Elsie.
Oh, you're soaked to the skin.
Where's Bart?
I haven't time to talk now. I've got to see these gentlemen.
Come on, Elsie. Let's see what this is all about.
All right.
And so I told these summer visitors that if they didn't like the White Mountains, they should go back.
Excuse me, gentlemen, but this is an emergency.
Oh, hello, Merriwell. Good Lord, you're soaking wet.
Caught in the rain, eh?
Yes, darn fool. Told him it was going to rain this afternoon.
I haven't time to talk. My friend Bart has been hurt.
What's that? Bart, what happened?
He turned his ankle as we were hurrying down the mountain. It's a pretty bad sprain. I got him as far as your cabin, Emery, but I couldn't get him all the way down.
Oh, how awful.
Now, what do you want us to do?
Come up there with me and help me get him back here.
All this rain?
Can't we wait until it stops, Merriwell? After all, he's dry up there in the cabin.
Well, I want to treat his leg as quickly as possible.
Can't we do something, Frank?
Yes. Get some rags I can use for bandages and a bucket I can heat some water in. He needs hot compresses for his ankle.
All right. Come on in, so we'll get the thing.
We'll be right back, Frank.
Well, I don't know about these other two, but I'll go up with you, young fella.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Emery. By the way, have you any matches? I couldn't find any in your cabin. I'll need them to build a fire.
Yeah, sorry, boy. I'm a chewing man myself. Never carry matches.
No, I can't help you either, son. I never smoke.
How about you, Mr. Archer?
I'm afraid not, Merriwell. But I'll be glad to ask the manager for some.
How about the matches you carry in your pocket, Mr. Archer?
What matches? What are you talking about?
The ones you carry in a little tin box in your pocket. Saw you take one out this morning when you lit a cigar.
You must be mistaken. I have no matches.
I don't think he is, Archer. Now, suppose you hand over that tin box of matches.
Have you lost your mind, son? If I did have any matches, why on earth wouldn't I give them to you?
You know why. You've been worried about that landslide not coming off on schedule, haven't you?
Now, see here, Merriwell, what are you driving at?
I'm accusing Mr. Archer of deliberately causing yesterday's landslide and of trying to cause a second one today.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Is it, Mr. Emery? Do you recognize this?
Well, it looks like the stub of one of them matches like Archer used this morning.
Exactly. It's known as a Vesta match. A lot of railroad people use them. And if you're as innocent as you claim, Archer, you'll submit to a search. I'll be glad to apologize if I don't find any of these matches on your person.
I'll do nothing of the kind.
Stop stalling, Archer. It's only a matter of time until we trace the dynamite to you anyhow. Now, your game's up.
You think so, do you? Well, you'll never get me.
Look out, Marrowell. He's making for the door.
Let him go. There's a surprise in store for him.
You!
That's right, Mr. Archer. It's Bart Hodge, and you better back up. There's no use trying to run away. You see, Frank was just kidding when he said I'd hurt my ankle. Now let's sit down and talk this over.
The rain finally stopped.
Isn't it beautiful tonight? So peaceful.
We can use a little peace and quiet after what we've been through today.
I don't blame you, Bart. But, Frank, you still haven't explained a couple of points.
Oh, for instance?
Why did Archer, of all people, want to change the route of the railroad? After all, he was the surveyor.
Well, that bothered me at first, too. Actually, it was very clever of him. First, he rejected the other route in favor of this one.
Mm-hmm.
That way he could buy up, by proxy, a good deal of the supposedly worthless land. Well, then he tried to get his own decision reversed in a way that wouldn't arouse the suspicion of his employer.
Well, that's it. And then he thought that these two serious landslides would be ample reason for the change.
My goodness, that was clever.
But how did you guess he was the one, Frank?
Well, it was all because of that match stub Bart found. I recognized it as part of what is called a Vesta match. Now, those are matches used a great deal by railroad people because they're considered windproof.
And because Archer was the only railroad man involved, you picked him as your man. Is that right, Frank?
Well, of course, I had to make sure neither of the other two carried those matches. But that's how it turned out.
Well, I'm glad it's cleared up. Maybe we can enjoy the rest of our stay here.
Oh, we will. What are you smiling to yourself about, Bart?
No, I was just thinking. This is a case where the criminal met his match in more ways than one.
Oh, Bart.
Another exciting adventure with Frank Merriwell, beloved hero of American fiction, brought to you in a new series of stories by the National Broadcasting Company. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time when Frank Merriwell brings you another exciting adventure. Frank is played by Lawson Zerbe, Bart is Hal Suda, and Inza is Elaine Ross. Other members of the cast were Pat Hartley, Will Gear, Joe Latham, and Lamont Johnson. Original music is by Paul Taubman. The Adventures of Frank Merriwell is written by Ruth and Gilbert Braun and William Welch. And the entire production is under the direction of Harry Junkin.